the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. One story the guys told me, the story I believe, was from his days in Turkey. There was a gang of Hungarians that wanted their own mob. They realized that to be in power, you didn't need guns or money or even numbers. You just needed the will to do what the other guy wouldn't. After a while, they come into power, and then they come after Soze. He was small time then, just running dope, they say. They come to his home in the afternoon, looking for his business. They find his wife and kids in the house and decide to wait for Soze. His wife raped and children screaming. The Hungarians knew Soze was tough, not to be trifled with, so they let him know they meant business. They tell him they want his territory, all his business. Soze looks over the faces of his family. Then he showed these men of will what will really was. He would rather see his family dead than live another day after this. He lets the last Hungarian go. He waits until his wife and kids are in the ground, and then he goes after the rest of the mob. He kills their kids, he kills their wives, he kills their parents and their parents' friends. He burns down the houses they live in and the stores they work in. He kills people that owe them money. And like that, underground. Nobody's ever seen him since. He becomes a myth, a spook story that criminals tell their kids.
All right. It's the Malcolm Go podcast, October 23rd, 2019. And poof, as fast as he arrived, Josh Gordon is gone like a fart in the wind. The Usual Suspects, a great film. With me, as always, is Tyler today.
Hello.
And welcome, Vance. Vance.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you. We've missed you on the pod.
Yeah, thought I'd check in.
So I was going to start on a more exciting note. I was going to start with the great clip from Coming to America, from when they're in the barbershop, and they're talking about how Muhammad Ali, his mama call him Cassius, I'm going to call him Cassius. It was going to be nice for Muhammad Sanu's arrival. But some somber news hit as we were preparing for the pod, as Josh Gordon has been placed on IR with the intention to completely release him when he gets healthy. And I just don't understand.
How do they know they have the intention to release him?
I don't know. Apparently it's leaked out to the media.
I thought it was, I mean, they were practicing today.
He was at practice. He looked jolly,
happy with Muhammad.
He was having a blast, ready to play. And then they said that he had bruised knees or something. He's got a bruised knee, and the Patriots didn't think he was going to be able to play. And then Josh, he looked completely fine. Like, he could play tomorrow. Like, if the game was tonight, he would play. And it looked fine. And, you know, then they said they were going to put him on IR. It doesn't make any sense because they had a full roster. I don't understand. They didn't need the spot.
Maybe he popped the test again.
So who did they...
Yeah, that's what the thing. That's what everybody's thinking, is that something happened. Maybe he fucking failed the test and they put him on IR just because they know he's going to get suspended in a minute.
I'll tell you, if you want to be anywhere tonight, you want to be partying with Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
He's going to go so hard off the rails tonight.
He can't
He's
even.
Be fucking
dude,
awesome.
He didn't even know. Like, they like announced it on Instagram, like the NFL was like, Josh Gordon placed on IR. And he just like, he wrote under it, was like, interesting. Like, yeah. He had no idea. Like, I must have not even been told. But, I mean, that's it though. No more. The Josh Gordon era is over. 17 games. 4 touchdowns, 1,007 yards. Not bad.
Yeah.
If you told us that, I mean, you mix in a suspension, of course, but after you trade a 5th-round pick to the Browns for Josh Gordon and a 7th-round pick, and you get 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a Super Bowl ring out of it, you take that every time, I think.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, because for the last year, right, all they've been talking about is, you know, on the Athletic, whatever, like Jeff Howe and all these other guys, or how the Patriots are sniffing around big name receivers. Like they tried to trade for Demaryius Thomas last year. I remember a couple years ago they tried to trade for DeAndre Hopkins. They're just looking for these big time receivers. So like, was it all just to get somebody other than Gordon here and then just cut him? I don't think so. I think the minute they got Sanu, they like basically cut him.
I mean, we had Antonio for a day.
That's true. So I don't think this is the idea. So I'm thinking there's another move coming here, folks.
Sanu is their the Falcons' third best receiver.
Yeah, but I mean, so that's hard. Like, I mean, like, Julio Jones is like the best receiver of all time, one of them.
And then like that and Calvin Ridley.
Kevin Ridley's
better.
Great. Yeah, he's clearly better. I mean, so Sanu was their third best, but he's our second best. So he's better than Josh Gordon.
No, I think it goes Edelman and then Dorsett.
Oh, now? You think he's not as good? You don't think he's better than Dorsett?
Dorsett last year, yeah. Dorsett this year is playing great.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I mean, I could see that Dorsett extension coming any minute because he's a free agent. They have Edelman. So they got Edelman. It goes Edelman, Dorsett, Sanu, Myers, and Gunner.
I'll tell you who I love is Myers.
Yeah, Myers
is
a stud.
He catches every ball. Yeah. Anywhere near him.
He's a stud. He's exactly like an Edelman type. Yeah. He's not as quick. He's not as, he might be just as fast, but he's not nearly as quick, but he's just always open, and he catches fucking everything.
And he'll go for any ball. And he does that weird thing, like he'll sprint and just quickly put his arms up.
Yeah.
Like he just shoots him up real quick.
Late hands. That's what Belichick calls that. Late hands.
Yeah. Edelman does the same exact thing. Catches the ball the same way.
Except for when he drops easy catches.
Yeah, Jesus.
That was the worst drop maybe of his career. Against the Jets. He's had like 4 or 5 drops this year.
That was
the most egregious.
That was the worst. Because
he was wide the fuck open. He could have got him down into field goal range just on that. And they haven't had a good 2-minute drill all season. Which doesn't mean anything because I don't think they had a good 2-minute drill all last year. And they still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just something
was their 2-minute. Like,
yeah,
Gronk
really
and Edelman.
Gronk and Edelman.
Back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. And that's why I think you needed a giant body like Josh Gordon that just sprinted down the field and just carried somebody with him. To all I've been saying on this podcast, and I took a lot of heat on Twitter. This fucking guy. I'm against this guy now. I followed him on Twitter, but I still follow him. He follows me. And he fucking was subtweeting me and all this shit. All these Patriots fans. Josh Gordon's not good, not any good. Because I'm gonna still say it. 2016 Chris Hogan. Better than 2019 Josh Gordon. Facts on facts.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything this year. I mean, it was all...
No, but if you listen to this guy...
His ceiling was much higher.
Of course his ceiling's much higher, but his production was worse than 2016 Hogan.
Yeah.
Which, you look at Hogan's stats that year...
That's not an argument. That's just stats.
I don't know. He had some decent games. 73 yards and a touchdown.
First game.
Yeah.
And then what?
19 yards.
7 yards.
83 yards.
He busted his ass. I liked him on the team. He busted his ass. He worked hard.
Who did he get hurt against?
He got hurt against the Giants.
46 yards.
But, like, what did he get? Nothing against the Redskins?
59 yards.
Yeah.
So he had, like...
You know, pack your shit, though. Solid it's over. We got to move on.
Yeah, but why?
It's that the train keeps going. Yeah, the train goes on.
That's how I feel about it tomorrow. I was shocked by it. Yeah. I didn't expect it, but, you know.
But I
wasn't thinking about him in the Jets game.
No.
Not that the Jets...
They could have used him, though.
Yeah, definitely, but...
I mean, that's what I'm saying, is, like, he's a big, outsized presence that fucking Brady likes to look at. You know what? Brady throws to him a lot.
Harry must be good.
I mean, let's slow our roll on it because he didn't look great in the fucking he was okay in the first preseason game, but he didn't play with Brady. Everyone said he didn't look great in practices. It was
Myers is the stud.
I think Myers is the steal of the draft. Yeah.
Yeah, he is definitely going to be. He's 100% a stud.
They need another pass catcher. I'm telling you right now, they can't go. I mean, if they ever, God forbid, get into a shootout. I don't think they could keep up. If they have to play a team with a decent defense, right?
How are we going to get in a shootout?
Who's going to shoot out the Patriots?
That's what I'm saying. God, I don't know how it could happen. But if any chance, like, say Houston, a team with a decent defense, right? Houston, if Chicago gets hot. I mean, Kansas City has a good defensive game. They won't, but if they did, right? Say Kansas City put up 24 points on the Patriots. I'm just saying, if the fucking a team scores against the Patriots more than average, scores 20-something points, how are we going to keep up with it?
Well, this team's they not built that way.
They score 30 every game.
Huh?
They score 30 every game.
Because of the defense?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw a stat yesterday that said if the offense never took the field for the New England Patriots this season, the record would be 3-3-1.
Yeah.
If the offense never played.
So what do you think? The defense is just going to fall apart one game? Yeah, they're going to have a bad game. 200 yards.
I mean, they're going to play the Chiefs in December at full strength. I mean, it will be in Foxborough, but they have to go to Houston. They have to go to Philadelphia.
Fuck Philadelphia. Philadelphia sucks. They just lost to the Cowboys, who somehow lost to the Jets.
I know.
Like, what are we even talking about?
We're doing transient property.
And the Patriots are by far the best team.
I know.
It's not even close. Like, there's no one else that's even good.
I'm not as worried about the wide receivers. It's just you need a tight end. You need a tight end that can catch.
Yeah, I mean, Izzo can kind of
He stinks. Ben Watson is worst possible. I mean, he's fine, but like, what's he going to get? He's going to be a 30-yard game guy. He's not scaring anybody.
No one's afraid of him. But
like, I mean, and inside linebackers are going to cover him.
Nine guys last week.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like that.
Because he's stuck doing it.
He's not stuck. He has great players. It's not like teams in the past where he had some bad receivers like that Rashay Caldwell year, like, those guys were bad.
He dragged that team to the AFC Championship
Edelman
game.
Is a
Plus,
stud.
That was an elite defense. You don't want to have another 2006.
James White is a stud.
06 is one of their best defenses. He took them 21-3 into halftime at Indianapolis.
What is 06 is what, their fourth best defense?
Third or fourth,
the best defense right now. This defense right now, is fucking awesome.
Well, I know. I agree that it's awesome. It's the best defense that I can remember. Back maybe 04 was better, but I don't know if it is. Two shutouts. I don't remember one shutout that any team the Patriots have had ever.
Yeah, I can't think.
I mean, 31-0 against the Bills. I remember that.
We shut the Texans down Thursday night.
Oh right, that was a couple years ago.
With a third string quarterback.
Yeah. So yeah, when Brissett played, it was like 17-0 or something. Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah.
They've had a couple sprinkled in, but it's been very rare. They could have had three this season. They should have shut out the Jets both times.
Yeah,
and
Jets should have been shut out
because he threw a pick six and the muffed punt.
You've been itching for shutouts for years, and you're
I love it.
You're getting them.
Not even a shot. I just wanted the defense to stop them below 15.
Do you
16.
Watch like the other NFL games? Like if you watch another NFL game, you can't imagine a shutout happening.
I know
these teams suck, and the Pats are dominating. Absolutely dominating.
It's an insane.
It's not like they're playing well against bad teams, and you know they're holding them to like they held the Jets to 10 points. Yet they scored 30. They're not even letting them move the ball. It's a fucking it's crazy.
The 49ers are doing the same thing.
Yeah,
that's another thing that makes me nervous. The 49ers can score. They just got Emmanuel Sanders. Can the 49ers come and beat us?
Cannot score. Have you seen Garoppolo's numbers?
Garoppolo doesn't look great, but
Garoppolo's
numbers
are bad.
I know
Brady's numbers aren't bad.
No, they're not.
They're just not 350 yards a game. They're 250. He has to stop throwing picks. That's his biggest problem.
Well, he got hit last game.
Yeah, he did
get
hit.
It wasn't his problem.
The red zone picks, two red zone picks.
Two red zone picks. Again, but that's offense. That's offensive fucking just mistake. That was the offensive line the first time. The first one was on Brady, but that was his only interception of the game of the year, basically. His only real interception. This one was like fucking he got. The offensive line couldn't stop someone. He threw a fucking short pass. Should have never thrown it. And then this one, he got hit. So he's got three picks, but
it's almost like you forget the week one pod. Week one pod, all we said was, we're not going to worry all year.
I can't.
We're not going to panic. We're going to wait till the AFC Championship game.
Because I didn't think they were going to be this good. All right? I thought it was going to be like, I thought, well, honestly, I could have saw him going 7-0. The way their schedule
we
set up,
say this.
I would have said they'd go 9-0 and then end up like 13-3. I mean, it's literally the Patriots can clinch. Mahomes is out a week at least, maybe two. They can lose. They're going to lose to the Packers this week. They might lose to the Vikings next week. They lose both of those games. The Patriots are going to lock up the AFC by week 10. They'll be the number one seed by week 10.
They really, yeah, because I mean they have the Bengals and the Dolphins left still,
and the Jets. I mean, I'm sorry, and the Bills at home.
The
I mean,
Bills
be tough,
the Bills
but
should be a win. I mean, the Bills are good, but the Bengals and the Dolphins are two of the worst teams in the past 20 years.
There's zero wins. Zero both between two teams, zero wins.
And they're real bad zero-win teams. They're not even, like, close.
No, the Bengals is in Cincinnati, they'll beat them by 50. They got the Dolphins at home, they'll beat them by 150. They have...
The Dolphins at home in week 17, yeah, too.
Oh, my God. The Dolphins are going to be so out of it.
Yeah.
They don't even want to show up. They might forfeit. That might be the first forfeit in NFL history.
If I was, like a veteran, I'd be like, listen, dude, I'm out. Like, I'm not playing. I'm not going and playing.
First of all, it's freezing.
In January in Foxborough.
The Ivy's dead. The Ivy's dead. I don't go to Foxborough.
Nobody goes to Foxborough when the Ivy's dead. That's football season, baby. That's winning season. Everyone, we've been saying it's dead Ivy season, dead Ivy season.
We need a shirt. It should be a shirt.
Should be a shirt.
It really should be.
Buy our merch.
Yeah.
Dead Ivy season is what Patriots football is all about. But, I mean, we're still in apple picking season. Still pumpkin patch season.
Everybody's having a good time.
Still warm. I'm going to break out my new jacket this week if you see me in the...
The starter?
Oh, I got the fresh starter. It's white, old school Patriots logo on the front. The lettering.
How is that in the rain?
I don't know. I got a poncho. We'll I'm not see. Worried about the poncho. I'm going to be in the bag on Sunday, baby. We're going to go Odell Beckham. They're going to leave Odell Beckham behind. He's going to start for us next week. I would not be surprised.
This is a team that actually could score on the Patriots.
Yeah.
Because if you can't play...
Cover zero against Odell Beckham.
Yeah, because if one of those guys makes a catch, they could break a tackle, they'll score.
Like, Baker Mayfield has not been his accurate self, though. He's a pretty accurate quarterback, actually.
He's good, but...
He's running backwards.
Is he better than Darnold?
Yeah.
You think so?
Darnold has, like, nothing to him. He's like Josh Rosen to me.
I don't know. Darnold looked like he was better.
You're seeing ghosts.
So. That was so stupid. Who knows?
But Baker could actually, like, he can move. The blitzes won't affect him as much. Like, these quarterbacks just stand there and get.
I don't know. It's going to be an odd thing to see, but we'll get into that in a little bit later. So we got Muhammad Sanu coming in. The hell was that?
Oh, I activated my phone. I'm trying to see this new latest thing that we picked. Didn't we pick up somebody from Arizona?
They got the special teamer?
Yeah.
Bethel? Oh, yeah, they're going to have the best special teams in the business again. Bethel's here. By the way, speaking of special teams, how good is this punter, by the way?
Oh, my God.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever see
this motherfucker's dropping bombs. Fuck it. 60-yard punts and stopping it at the one-inch line.
A right legger, too.
To boot.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it is impressive. Yeah.
I'd like a punter. This guy could punt for me. This guy can drink from my canteen any day.
Yeah, he did it the other day. He dropped one on like this, the two, and he walked out just laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm the shit right now.
Fucking, you trade up in the fifth round to pick a punter, and you're like, why'd he do that? And then now you're just like, it's a fucking, what a move by old Bill Belichick to pick the Stanford punter out of nowhere when you had a great punter, who still isn't on the team, by the way.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, Ryan Allen could have been the Super Bowl MVP as a punter. And he's not on a team right now.
Teams just don't really value it. It's like
anybody can do it.
Yeah, let's just move on. Yeah. Like, we got the punter box checked. Like, why are we going to look at other punters?
I don't know. Belichick's always looking for other punters.
Oh, Belichick loves punters.
I don't know. I think that this fucking Bailey should be kicking field goals. I think he should be our three-way kicker. That's what I think. I think he should be kick.
Oh, yeah.
Kickoff, field goals, punt. I don't know why he can't.
That, honestly, that is a move that.
That's such a Belichick thing. Yeah, he should be doing that.
Save a position?
Yeah. Save one roster spot.
Imagine having an extra offensive lineman because your punter can also kick field goals.
You can do all of it.
Why
like,
do these guys suck?
It's why fucking, can't you, by the way? If you can kick far, why can't you kick field goals?
McAfee could do it. McAfee did it.
Yeah, McAfee did it in college.
He did the long ones, but he didn't. But Vinatieri still kicked the short ones.
Yeah, no. But he could kick. Like, he was a good...
He was a kicker in college.
He was a good field goal kicker in college, except for his last game, where he, like, blew a pretty easy kick.
Did he?
Got death threats.
Well, it's college.
Had to leave West Virginia.
It's college kickers, you know what I mean? That's how college kickers get. So it's like, no, I'm good. So we got Muhammad Sanu in, big slot wide receiver. The Patriots have coveted him for years these days. So
it's weird how they target certain players. Like,
I've heard for years how much they've wanted Muhammad Sanu. They wanted to draft him. They tried to trade for him from Cincinnati. When he was a free agent, the Patriots offered him a big contract. He went to the Falcons for like $9 million a year, which is insane. Like, at the time, it was insane. Yeah. I think they offered him like $4 million. And then they tried to trade for him from Atlanta before the draft. and now they finally get him for a second round pick. They must have like legit high hopes and like an idea for this guy. I think they love fucking Sanu.
I mean, you must have to.
Yeah,
like, he must be a zone
pursuing
dominator.
Pursuing him for what, 5 years?
5 years. He can catch fucking anything. He's not blazing fast, but he's big bodied.
He had some really good years with Cincy.
Yeah, he's never gone, but he's never gone over 1,000. He's always been the afterthought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's always in the number. He's been the number two.
Green and Jones.
Yeah, he went from Green to Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
And it was Hushmanzat. No, that was no. That was I don't know. It was another second receiver in Cincinnati too. That wasn't with Sanu. There was somebody above him too. But I mean, he's good. He's never had 1,000 yards. He's never gone over 5 touchdowns. Honestly, I saw him as like a compliment to like I thought he was going to be like. The Antonio Brown, basically. But, like, Antonio Brown obviously is way better. But if I thought he was going to come in and be, like, the third option. You know what I mean? Like, it was going to be Gordon and Edelman and then, like, Dorsett, Sanu, depending on who was open.
Edelman's going to be fired up because he requires attention.
In the middle of the field.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Myers must have jumped Gordon. They must have been like, Myers is better than Gordon.
He's not as big, dude. Like, Josh Gordon could block a fucking middle linebacker.
Yeah, sure, but like, what does that help you?
It helps you in the run game.
I don't know.
Put Jacoby Myers out there and tell him to block fucking, I don't even know, C.J. Mosley.
No one's blocking C.J. Mosley. What are you talking
Josh
about?
Gordon Josh Gordon could block C.J. Mosley.
Yeah, but he wasn't. That wasn't his job. He wasn't lining up at fullback.
He might. If we ever broke a run, Josh Gordon's blocking back, he's knocking fucking C.J. Mosley out.
Yeah, but you can't run a hitch route, so...
His abs are so big, it looks like a fat guy's stomach. Have you ever seen his stomach?
Yeah, he is fucking...
Like, his stomach is so defined and
like
jacked.
Zeke's like that, too.
Yeah, that it pops out like of his stomach. Like,
it looks
like
a beer gut.
Yeah, it's a beer gut, and you look at it, and it's like, why is there... Like, it's literally like there's a 12-inch... Like, you can put your whole fist in the crevice in between the two abs. And
I don't even understand.
Well, they're built
different.
It's
getting kinky, but...
They've got the extra muscle.
I don't know. I just... I feel like... I don't know. There's nothing really to worry about. They're getting healthy.
I'm not worried. I've been saying all year that he's been mediocre at best, but he was a body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one weird part. And like Gunner, everyone's
And you know that...
Why not cut Gunner?
Confirmed listener of Malcolm Go. You were encouraging him. You're trying to fire him up.
Whoa, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about that. He's a longtime listener of the Malcolm Go podcast. He's corresponded with me.
Yeah, it's not personal.
But
yeah.
Why not cut Gunner?
I cut Gunner before the season started. They've cut him once. Everyone's acting like this Gunner guy is like fucking Edelman.
I don't get it. He stinks.
He stinks. He's never seen a tackle he's wanted to cut.
He ran and miss for 20 yards only because everyone missed him.
Yeah.
He didn't dodge it.
He's like, I don't juke. I just run straight. I'm the Gunner.
How did that happen?
He wouldn't
how
get
did
picked
he get
up
so popular?
Just because he's white. What are you talking about?
His name's Gunner and he's a white.
And he's white, yes.
That's part of it.
We love white receivers here in New England.
There's always... an element of irony where fans love the shitty player or like the underdog player, like in college, right? For instance, I was like watching Syracuse basketball. Shout out, go Orange, no big deal. So
if
there used to be a player
about an underdog black guy.
No.
I didn't think so.
We don't have those there. So they had. On the basketball team, they had just won the national championship, and I didn't know anything about it. I just went to college, and I was like, oh, here's the basketball team. So I show up, and everyone's like, you can't wait to see Matt Gorman. I don't know why I remember his name. I should never remember this guy's name. But there's like, you should go see Matt Gorman, man. And I remember going into the stadium for the first game. Everyone's fired up, reigning national champions, fucking trophies in the building. And I was like, where's Matt Gorman? And they're like, Matt Gorman? He was like... the number 11 player on the team. He's like a 6'8" white slob who was clearly the worst player on the team. Yeah. And then like they'd put him in at the end of the game and every idiot would cheer. Be like, we love Gorman. Put Gorman in. I'm like, no. These people are basically making fun of him by cheering for him because stinks.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you get when you're watching the Gunner.
It's like Big Red. What's his name?
Scalabrine. It's exactly like Scalabrine.
Again,
like they started putting him on NBA 2K covers. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. People just want to laugh at like these idiots that like don't belong. Basically,
there's no underdog black players.
Sure, there are. Jordan Richards.
No one rooted for him. Everyone hates that fucking guy.
who cut, by the way. I couldn't. I was,
oh, that was good.
When they signed Justin Bethel, probably the second best special teamer in the NFL. Now it's Edelman. I mean, it's fucking Bethel and Slater at and Gunners. You're dead. Everyone's dead.
Bolden,
Ebner. We have easily the best special teams in the business.
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
We have four or five of the best special teams. Like, literally special teams only players. Bethel, Slater, Ebner. I mean, King's hurt, but he's one of them.
Yeah, other teams don't do it like that. They use those players as, like, guys who could potentially play cornerback.
Yeah.
We just...
They're like, no, he's not playing. But yeah. Don't even let him play corner. No. Like, literally, it's an emergency. Yeah. If your team's in an utter emergency. If it wasn't them, it'd be fucking a starting receiver. Because they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be Troy Brown or Julian Edelman playing cornerback. It's not going to happen. So it's like, all right, so Sanu in. We got Myers. We're talking Myers.
A big Myers guy.
Big Myers guy.
Catches everything.
Catches everything. Knows where to be. Seems to have Brady's confidence.
He's like my ex-girlfriend. Just catching
always
everything.
Always there.
Though, they were talking about it on Monday Night Football. They're really pumping Myers. They're like, oh, yeah, Brady doesn't trust him yet. But, like they're in the locker room.
If I have to hear it's one more,
Brady
it's
doesn't try. Brady doesn't work like, with doesn't, the new guys.
Not working with him. He's like, but he's starting to gain Brady's trust. It's like, shut the fuck up.
I hate anybody that.
I hate the Brady doesn't trust the new guy fucking thing. It's my least favorite thing I've heard in a long time.
But you better learn to
not
trust
trusting the new guy.
Everything I hear, the media is just unbearable.
It's so bad because it's so backwards to the whole thing, the whole way Brady was like built for his entire like 12 years. The first 12 years, it was like, Brady will throw to anyone. Doesn't matter. He'll throw to this guy. And then Moss got there, and it was like 7 years. It was like, I can't believe Brady just throws to the open guy. It's unbelievable. He connected with 12 different receivers in this game. And then
threw to 8 last game.
And then Moss came. It was like, oh, he's forcing it. He doesn't trust these young idiots. He's just forcing it to Moss. And then he's only forcing it to Gronk. And now he's only forcing it to Edelman and Gordon. And now fucking...
Why can't these new guys just suck?
Huh?
Why can't the new guys suck? Why can't they just not be that good? Why is it Brady isn't trusting them?
No. I mean you saw it when they had Dobson and fucking Kembrell Tompkins, and literally he was forced to play an entire season with them because Gronk got hurt, and I think, I don't know, what was Edelman hurt? What happened that year?
I think it was Kembrell Thompson game, maybe, or it was Dobson. One of the two. It was like 10 targets, and like five of them went off his chest. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
They had fucking... That season was ridiculous. He brought that team to the AFC Championship game. No Gronkowski. I think he only had Edelman.
You don't even really have to
Dobson,
say it.
Dobson, Tompkins, like
just, if we're talking about
Austin Collie.
He brought it to the AFC Championship.
I don't remember if Edelman was on that. I mean, I don't remember. He might have been hurt.
I don't think Austin Collie.
Yes, he was. He was on that team.
I don't think he played, though. I thought
he
was
did.
There
he was in
for...
the, he was in the Saints
game.
So
he got a concussion.
I know he was on the Saints
game. He got another concussion.
A game?
He played like four or five games.
Because I remember they signed him. I'm like, oh, I like another scrappy white guy.
He was good, though. Yeah. He was good for the fucking Colts when he was signed with fucking
Peyton.
When he had Peyton. Yeah. And then I was pumped for him. And then fucking all of a sudden, you know, he was out. And then it was literally Dobson. In the AFC Championship game in Denver, it was Dobson against the fucking best Broncos team, right? Was that them?
Yeah.
Was that
no,
the rate?
No, they lost.
This is 2013, right?
No, that was way before that.
So this is 2013.
2015.
This kid is a
Vincent.
Mess. Literally, before the pod started, don't drink those, Vincent. They're horrendous.
He's trying to, there's a Bud Light on the ground.
Christ sakes. Before the pod even started, he dumped a fucking pint all over the fucking kitty table. And now he's dumping my whole refrigerator out.
Is it my fault that when I open your refrigerator, a bunch of beer falls out?
It is. It's poorly packed by Tyler was in there.
2 minutes ago, Vince was just bouncing in checking account.
Good question. Yeah. What were you doing on that dumb phone of yours? This is not more impressive, more important.
I mean, it's a fluid situation on Gordon. I was wondering if
it's
anything
not
else
fluid.
Came out.
It's over, Vince. It's over.
I don't know. I just don't get it still. It doesn't make any sense.
You think he's going to a drug test is coming up?
I don't, like I said.
If he practiced today, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that it's like the Patriots are just done with him.
He dropped a pass in practice.
Yeah, something happened. But, like, that's got to be, like, Brady. Like he's going to be pissed. Like, he was annoyed that the offense wasn't good on Sunday.
But he just got Sanu, so it's kind of like...
It's not... I guess it's, like, somewhat the same. I mean...
Probably better. Sanu's probably an upgrade.
Sanu's probably an upgrade. Maybe not in the run game. I don't know.
Would you stop bringing up Gordon in the run game?
He's in the run game! We got to be in the run game!
Edelman block.
Nobody can fucking block. This team lost two linemen. It's like they lost all five. They stink. They all stink now.
They can't run. Yeah, I mean, Shaq Mason is...
Mason stinks this
having
year.
Having a bad year.
Cannon stinks whatever. This year. Tooney is like the best lineman, and that's it.
Yeah, and the center's actually decent.
He's doing okay. Karras is okay. And fucking Newhouse is an embarrassment.
Yeah,
Newhouse... He shouldn't be on a team.
I honestly still don't know his number, and I don't plan on learning it.
Like, you don't have to do it. I wish I didn't learn his shitty name. I wish I didn't have to learn it.
You've been ranting on Newhouse.
That's the only reason I know about it is because of you.
By the way, Josh Gordon is hurt because of Newhouse. We should talk about that. The only reason that Josh Gordon is hurt is because Newhouse couldn't block fucking that lineman from the Giants.
Oh, in the pick.
So we fumble. Gordon tackled him and fucking broke his knee and ankle doing it. And for the team, he died for this, by the way. Josh Gordon died for you, Newhouse. Now he's not on the team anymore.
Maybe
but
he has a torn ligaments or something.
No, he doesn't. He's fine. I saw him today. Looks good. I'm not worried about the wide receivers. Like I said, I'd like to add another wide receiver. I just need another pass-catching option. Someone that could block. O.J. Howard would be perfect right now. Someone that could block and run. I mean, you can get him for a first-rounder, I bet. Why do we need a first-rounder next year?
What? Why are they trading a first-rounder for an average tight end? We
no,
have
he's a shitty
tight
end in Tampa. In New England, he's an elite tight end.
No.
Yes,
he
is.
Too.
Telling you.
That was Dwayne Allen when we got him. Oh, this guy was
fucking
decent.
Dwayne Allen. Dwayne Allen's available. Sign him.
I like Dwayne.
Yeah, but when we got him, we were like, he's gonna be catching the ball. Like,
everyone did think
he
was...
Caught one touchdown pass.
Everyone thought he was going to be Marty Bennett's replacement, and he was so clearly not that.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like, somewhat vile. I thought he was going to have like at least 500 yards and like four touchdowns.
We had him
He had like 83 yards in 2 years.
He really did stink.
When did he officially get, was his contract up?
Who?
Dwayne Allen.
He's
Dwayne Allen
on a team right now.
No, and he got signed by Miami and they cut him before the season started.
And no one picked him up.
Because he's hurt, I think. He's very hurt.
I think he's gay.
Very hurt. Bring my shoes so that I have them. I don't know. So we are literally, we're like an Edelman injury away from Gunner just being our starter. That can't happen.
That's not good.
Think about that.
No, that really is bad. That's real bad.
Yeah. I mean, you got Rex Burkhead, but you've got Gunner.
Yeah, what's up with Burkhead?
Rex Burkhead is also, he's a liability. Like, that motherfucker is always hurt.
He's been hurt.
Since the day he was born. He probably came out with a swollen ankle. Yeah. The minute he came out of that uterus, he had turf toe.
He really is
limping.
A doofus.
I don't know. He's just one of those guys. He's fine.
I don't know. He got knocked out of the game. Is he all right?
Yeah, I think he was fine. He walked it off. They were up so big, he didn't have to come back in.
He actually got a concussion earlier when he got whipped down at the end of a play, smashed the back of his head off the ground, and then that play happened.
Really?
So I think he got a concussion.
That's possible. I don't know. We don't want to wish any concussions anyway. But I think that the Patriots should go after O.J. Howard. I don't see why they can't go after fucking Greg Olsen. Older.
Carolina's in the hunt.
Are they in the hunt, though?
Yeah, they're like...
Cam Newton's gone.
Cam Newton's a bum.
He's a bum. They're gone.
No, Carolina's decent.
Olsen hasn't really done anything. There was a story on...
Olsen hasn't done shit. You know who else
he's
is
old
doing
too.
Like Zach Ertz in Philly. I don't understand. I don't understand what is going on with these two... Like, especially with Ernst. He's a stud player. They throw to him like one time. Not to get into Philly shit, but that's a fantasy issue I'm having.
Yeah, I don't like it.
There's a lot of tight ends. The Colts have like three tight ends who are good.
Ebron was supposed to be like the next Hernandez. He never really panned out like that. He's
but
okay.
We would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd take. But even still, I mean, he got drafted like 12 overall. Fucking Ebron. He had like.
Who's the white boy they have?
800. I don't know. The guy that got Vontaze Burfict tried to decapitate.
That kid's good.
He's okay. I don't remember his name. That's how much that's how good he is.
There has to be, like, who's selling? Are the Falcons? They don't have a tight end?
They do. They have that Hooper guy.
Yeah, give us Hooper.
I think that's
a guy who could
I think that's like a really like good player for them. I don't think they'd trade him. But
they're
I'd love
over.
To.
No, they're high on Hooper, though. He's young and he's fucking.
I don't know. Give me like anybody, like the Eagles. What about that Dallas Goedert guy? I mean, they're still like a good team.
No, he's good. He's better than Ertz.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt he's better than Ertz.
I don't think so.
I don't think we're getting anyone else. I think this is it.
No.
I think they're fine.
They're not. They're good. I'm telling you. There's no way they're standing pat at the trade deadline. They have to get tight end help. They have to get offensive line help
in
a hurry.
They have three tight ends.
They all stink.
They're fine.
Three of those tight ends aren't as good as decrepit CBD-less Rob Gronkowski last year?
Well, yeah, obviously.
He could. He was 40% the player Rob Gronkowski used to be last year. At best.
Yeah.
And he was still 100 times better than all three.
He had some monster plays last year.
Yeah, in the end of the year.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. All year we kept being like, this is going to be. And Gronk had one good game against the Jets.
Yeah, he had one good game against the Jets. I mean,
all year
scored against a touchdown against the Dolphins. We're like, Gronk's back. Yeah. Finally, he's back.
Never came back.
Never came back, did he?
I thought they were saving him, you know?
Yeah, they were saving him. But they did save him for the last play, though, that touchdown play. And against the Chiefs, couple plays.
I don't know.
But there's got to be something.
I don't think they're that. When's the trade?
Why do they need a first-round pick next year? Tell me. I don't think they do. Why do they need a first? Who do they need to get next year?
Who do they need?
Everybody they need right now is almost under contract. They're not going to lose anybody. Who's the big free agent this year?
Might need a quarterback if
Jamie Collins is the big one.
He's going to sign for cheap money, I think.
Yeah, Jamie's made his money.
Jamie Collins
got paid, and now he's probably just like, listen, I just want to play. Give me a little bit of money.
I don't even know who's a free agent this year. Jamie Collins is a free agent. I know that. Who else? Joe Thuney is a free agent, I think.
It's fine.
Karras is a free agent. Burkhead, I think.
Burkhead's gone.
Fuck off.
Burkhead's so gone.
Burkhead's way gone. They got Harris now. Brady, obviously, is a free agent, but, I mean...
That's another funny.
The media.
They're all be like, oh, what's Brady going to do? Oh, yeah, he's actually going to, you know, he was really talking with some people around the league, and he's thinking about joining Jacksonville.
Yeah.
He wants to fight from the bottom up. Yeah. He wants to rebuild
at
the
42.
He loves playing in Florida.
Yeah.
He loves
his record indicates it.
He honestly thinks he's
1-70 overall.
He's a big Bruce Arians guy, and he's going to go play for the Bucs.
So he's fucking... He's
like, what the fuck?
Here's the scenario for these people to understand is you've got a 43-year-old quarterback next season. Do you think he wants to start at the bottom? No. So if he wants to go and he'd have to play like, I don't even know, Arizona... Who else? I don't even know who's Dallas. He played Denver.
You think he's going to learn a new playbook to do what?
Again, with a terrible, with an owner he doesn't know, with a coach that doesn't know shit.
And God forbid he plays the Patriots and they lose because his team sucks. Everyone will be like, it was all Belichick.
Oh my God, can you imagine? So like literally break it down. Brady's so loyal, he would never, I don't think he'd ever play for an AFC team. Well, certainly not an AFC East team. So, like,
well, why would you?
No, he would never play for an AFC East team. So, you have to go to somewhere with a good coach, a good defense, and a decent offense with no quarterback. That really doesn't exist. There's Chicago. I could think of.
No. Imagine Brady.
San Diego.
I also thought San Diego or Los Angeles Chargers.
They are.
But they don't have a good coach. He's a moron.
No, he's not.
Like, they have a new stadium. So, like, it would give him a little legitimacy. He likes L.A. He's got supermodel wife. But then they'd have to cut a fucking longtime loyal Chargers quarterback
to have one
to
season.
2 or 3 years of Tom Brady.
That guy is a fucking loser. I bet money on him last week.
You're an idiot.
Phil Rivers?
I don't know why.
Phil is my hero.
He
I love
is
Phil.
Fucking dead to me.
So, in reality, there's, like, three teams that could ever have Tom Brady. And if Tom Brady left the Patriots... The Patriots would need him worse. The Patriots need him worse than any other team would need him. They're like the team that he would go to would be the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
a great defense with a good coach.
It could be like the Lions, but he's not going to go to the Lions.
No.
He's not going
to
go to
I'm sure Giselle would love Detroit.
The only thing is that the Rams GM was so stupid. He'd probably be like, yeah, we'll give you Goff.
Oh, and
for
Goff
Brady.
Is terrible.
I wouldn't even take that. Give me Goff and 17 first round picks. By the way, the Rams don't have a first round pick till 2025. Do you know that?
Yeah, they're fucked. That guy has ruined that organization. He's betting the house that they're gonna win in the next 2 years. They're not going to.
What do you want
to
win? Just one?
They are fucked,
dude. They're gonna lose Ramsey next year.
Oh, yeah, the Ramsey deal is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Two first round picks,
draft picks
for.
A year and a half of Ramsey.
How many games
He's got next year, too. I didn't think he did, but he's got a year and a half.
That makes way more sense.
No.
Yeah, he's a free agent after next
season. No, because he kept back. Because last year was his second year. That's right. This is his third year in the league.
Yeah.
This
is his fourth year in the league. This is his fourth year. Next year is
his fifth. Did he get a contract?
Next year is his fifth year rookie, you know, the rookie thing. If you're a first-round pick, you get a fifth-year option.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a high price.
It's ridiculous. They literally don't have a first round pick to 2025. They spent them all on like Cooks. They sent a first round pick to the Patriots for. They did Ramsey is 2 years. I forget who else they traded for, but
DJ Flower or whatever that DN they have.
Oh, the kid from the Jaguars.
Yeah,
I think it's like five guys is like
their whole team. Is 50, Donald
55% of their salary? Gurley, or something. It's crazy. Cooks.
And they haven't even paid Ramsey yet.
It's crazy.
Or Goff.
Yeah, no, they paid Goff this year. So they're paying Goff, Donald, Gurley, Cooks. No, Sue's not on the team anymore, and
Eric Weddle.
Keith Tlaib, Weddle.
No, they're still paying Sue from the contract, though, right?
I don't know.
They signed him from like from Miami for like a shitload of money and do shit for him.
No, but they cut him. I don't know. He's on the fucking Bucks now.
I don't know. I just honestly like
contract though, because they signed.
I have no idea how it worked. Who knows? But how about Michael Bennett? I'm fucking sick of this guy already. I want to trade his ass. Trade him for a tight end.
Pack your shit.
I'm surprised.
Nobody wants him. Nobody wants Michael
Bennett.
No, they
will. They definitely would. A full, like, he's a
guy that doesn't wear fucking shoulder pads. Like, just
the Packers,
causing shit.
He would be perfect in Green Bay.
No, you can't trade him to a contender. They're doing the exact right thing. They're going to let him bitch for another week. So I read the thing today. I didn't know how it worked. So I thought if they could just trade him now to whoever they want and get something in return. But they could waive him. So after the trade deadline, everybody that gets cut is on waivers. So, like, literally, they'll just cut him. After next week and put him on waivers, and then just some shit team's gonna pick him up, which is literally even worse than so trading him to someone you don't need. They're gonna put him
like
in the purgatory.
It'll be
like the Dolphins, yeah, or the Falcons, or the Dolphins. I'd love it if it was the Dolphins.
Why would they even bother picking him up?
Why not? For fun. Maybe because he'd do a solid for Belichick. Brian Flores picks him up as his bro.
Pick him up. So that way he doesn't go to.
He's no longer on the Patriots salary cap, and he doesn't go onto an AFC contender.
Yeah, because even like a team like...
If the Chiefs got... Like, that's the thing. If they cut him now, he could just sign with the Chiefs tomorrow morning. Or he could sign with the Texans, or he could sign with the Colts or the Ravens.
Yeah, that's not what they want.
So, like, you could trade him to some shitty team right now and maybe get something back. Or they're going to cut him after next Wednesday. Or he just sits there and shuts the fuck up. Like, literally, Martellus Bennett needs to be like, dude... Why are you doing this? Your team's 7-0. You're on an all-time defense. You're part of an all-time defense. Literally won the best like that anybody's ever seen.
And
so
no one's going to go into snap percentages in 5 years. You're like, oh, they
wow, Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett was on that
six
team.
Six sacks. Like, they were stacked.
Yeah. Just fucking really seriously.
Just like,
and they, like.
I'm honestly like, I've never heard a guy bitch this much. He didn't even bitch today, but it's like his attitude just sucks. He's literally.
He hasn't said that much.
No, but like even his interview today, I was like,
he just sucks. He just sucks.
No, but he answers it, but like around the way, they're like, do you think they're and the media is part of it too. Like, do you think they're utilizing you well? He's like, what do you think? How about you just be like, listen, it's up to them. I don't know. I'm playing. I'm part of the team. I like. He says, I like playing here. You're a liar, number one. You don't.
Obviously, he thinks he's a good player though. Like
exactly.
I mean,
Belichick called him, told him what his role was going to be. Gave him a fucking raise when he got here. He's still bitching. Like, you're making $10 million to play your role on the defense. Do you think Belichick wants to pay you $10 million to sit on the bench? It's obviously not working out in his fucking idea either. But Belichick isn't going to stop and tell Bennett that. He's going to realize it. Like, listen, Belichick hates this too. If you don't like it, you can go somewhere else next year. Or you can shut up and do what play your role.
His brother blocked. Yeah. For an entire season.
Yeah.
Just blocked.
Got hurt in every game.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Didn't give a fuck.
Every single game he came out, I was like, oh my God, Martellus Bennett's done for the season.
Yeah.
And like Gronk would get hurt and you'd be like, oh fuck. And now we lost Gronk. And then Bennett would go down and be like, oh, he tore his ACL, he's done. Then he'd come out with two plays later.
Yeah.
He'd be back in the game. But like, how is he playing? It doesn't make any sense. Literally, Gronk would have missed five seasons because his dad was like, you can't play anymore. You gotta protect your body. And then Martellus Bennett would be fucking spitting on his knees and reconnecting his ACL on the fucking sidelines and going out there and dying for the team. And his brother won't shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. Nothing's going to change either. Unless you learn how to play outside linebacker, which I guess you could. Why not?
And don't forget that, like, nope, this team has never had a dissenting player, like, forward on the fucking field.
Not on defense.
Or especially on defense, but really anywhere. Like, Randy Moss is the only one that I could really remember. Said something about how his role sucked on the team, or like how he didn't like being on the team for a little bit, and he was annoyed, and he was traded like an hour later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
30
like,
seconds later, he was in.
He was in Minnesota, where the fuck they sent him.
Oh yeah, yeah, Minnesota. Then they Minnesota. Yeah, to Tennessee.
And yeah, then, so and his career ended.
And then it was over. So, like, I mean, this is the first time I can remember it. So, like, the media...
I never heard of a suspension.
Literally,
I've never heard of someone getting suspended for a week.
Who got suspended? For a whole week?
Adelius Thomas, but I feel like he was just cut.
No, they just didn't play him anymore. I don't remember.
I never remember.
I don't know
suspension.
If anybody's ever been suspended for a week. I know that they suspended Alan Branch.
I do like Alan Branch.
Somebody showed up late and got suspended.
Well, yeah, but
Adelius Thomas.
No, they like get sent home. They got like sent home.
They don't miss a. They don't get suspended.
If you show up late, like he sent Darrell Revis home. He sent Randy Moss home.
But they just went, yeah, they came back the next day. It wasn't like, you're not allowed back for a week.
Yeah.
This is weird. I never heard of this.
No, I think Alan Branch got suspended for a week.
What about Haynesworth?
They just cut him.
Haynesworth sucks.
Straight cut him. He might be dead, by the way. Like 2 years. Like,
I wonder what he does.
Like 6 months ago. Like
he's so fucking rich, though.
Do you remember like 6 months ago, he was like on 6 months ago, he was like looking for a kidney or something.
Really?
Yeah, he was like in the hospital looking for a kidney, and I had never heard of it again.
There's those big guys where you're like, oh, that guy's a big guy. He's an athlete. And then after football, they get in shape. He felt like after football, he was going to get fatter.
Yeah,
like he like football was the only thing keeping him alive. Like
he was fat when he came to the Patriots.
Everyone was like, he was like, I don't know. He was so dominant for Tennessee, and then he was never good again. But he made like, I feel like the Redskins gave him like $100 million. Like, wasn't he the highest contract in history or something?
Crazy.
That was worth every penny though.
And the Patriots got two games out of him. He played one well, and then like just didn't do anything the next game and tried to fight Patricia, and they cut him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really understand why if you're Bennett, why you're doing, like, you're just that mad about playing time? Like, why don't you just wait until they get a, there'll be a matchup when you end
that's
up playing.
What I'm saying, like, there's going to be a matchup. Like, this game could be the game they're not going to do zero blitz and they run 4-3 against Baker Mayfield.
They can't do it. They can't do that. You just can't.
Baker Mayfield could literally just throw it up and Odell Beckham's going to be able to beat almost every one of our cornerbacks.
Yeah, because they're going to have to 100% not let him run. And Baker would run if you blitz and someone misses a tackle, you could run for 50 yards. You can't do that against Baker. This is going to be a way different defense than we've seen the last few weeks.
I think it's Bennett's season this week. Although I really don't think they even fucking need him. I'd love them to trade his ass to somebody where we can go talk and hate the team. I don't care.
Then we get Calhoun out there.
Yeah, give me somebody. More fucking guys, you know, just fucking state workers, anybody. That just
I didn't see much of Winovich last week.
He didn't play much last week. He was like on the Bennett.
Simon just looked like a
pitch
fucking,
count.
Simon's just a good.
He's Simon, I said it when they signed him last year.
Yeah.
He's the fucking, he's like a Vrabel edition.
Yeah,
I'm telling
he really
you.
He just makes plays all the time.
He's just a perfect Patriot. He just knows, he's an edge setter.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
He really is.
He sets the edge. He leads the league.
Tony's favorite thing, setting the edge.
That's all I care about in this world, in this life. It's setting the edge, then my kids and wife. That's all I care about. Top two things.
Watch any fucking moron defensive end. Wilson, Rogers, and Mahomes do the same thing. They take two steps in, a defensive end comes in, and they spin around back outside they boot outside the right side of the fucking pocket. And these guys fall for it every fucking time. I don't understand.
Not Simon. Not Trey Flowers.
Not Trey Flowers.
League leaders in setting the edge.
Ninkovich was fucking awesome at it.
Ninkovich could set the edge. Vrabel set the edge. Seymour set the edge. That's what we do. That should be the Malcolm Go podcast stat of the year. Yeah. Edge setters. Edge setter of the year. It's the best fucking possible thing. We got to come up with a trophy for it.
I do. I'm a big edge. Who doesn't like a good edge?
Leads the league in good attitude. Leads the league in fucking setting the edge. That's all we care about at the Malcolm Go Pod. The Jets. We got about another 12 minutes here. We can get into this game.
Why even talk about? That was just fucking
travesty. But was it worse than the fucking butt fumble game?
No.
That will.
No.
If the Patriots had
that was on Thanksgiving.
No,
the world was watching.
No, that's the difference.
That's the only thing.
But this game, this is Monday night, but it didn't. There's no point where it felt close.
No,
like not even like it was just a blowout. Like that wasn't even really. They didn't even do anything exciting.
Who the Patriots?
No, the Jets.
Nobody did.
They had no play that you're like to even. What would you even cheer for if you were a Jets fan? There was not one play to cheer for.
I didn't even cheer as a Patriots fan. It was a slaughter.
It was
that dime Brady threw to Dorsett.
Yeah, that was a good ball. He threw the. Even the Patriots offense though, like the to the Jets' credit, their defense didn't quit.
No.
And the Patriots' offense, like, couldn't move the ball for, like, five straight drives. I was like, this is a team that is so beaten, and we're getting – we can't score. Like, we should have scored every single time.
Yeah, but they had no – their defense was completely healthy. Last time we played them, there was no Quinton Williams. There was no Mosley. And this time, they were both back. The whole I mean, that defense is good.
We were down Gordon. They just
beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, we were down Gordon.
Like, this team's not bad.
The Jets' defense isn't bad. Good the Pats are. Yeah. The Pats are really good, but they still get should be. They couldn't run the ball again. They had that terrible backup tight end that, like, literally, I could have done his job way better than he could have.
The Patriots,
yeah, Tomlinson.
Oh, that guy was awful.
They cut him already. Yeah. Stinks.
Well, because he went soft. Like, he came in to block like defensive tackle, and he literally was like a pup wanner.
Yeah.
When you like anything just I would do, and I would just get nervous and just kind of put my hands out in front just so I didn't get hit.
Where's that Matt Lengel guy? He kind of looked like Gronk. Send him out there to block. Where's he at? Sign him up again.
Well, aren't the tight ends coming
back? I
liked
him for a while.
Why? Who? What tight end have you been impressed with this year?
Izzo's could block not that bad. None of them can block.
You saw Izzo's touchdown catch. You were clearly like locked onto that.
He catches the ball. I guarantee he has like three games with over 35 yards.
This year?
Yeah.
I can't think of that.
No, I can't.
Not at all.
He's got like two catches. One of them is a wide open touchdown where literally the defense was like, that guy's too, he's not good enough to catch a touchdown. Just let him go.
All three of us could have caught.
Yeah, they literally just let him go, walk to the end zone. Like, he must be in the audience. I don't know who that is.
That's a fan that's running out of the field.
Sir, somebody is streaking. There's definitely that person can't catch. And the other guy, Lacoste, is hurt.
I think he caught it in his chest, too.
Yeah, he had a body catch. He made sure he caught it.
It was not.
You want to secure the ball, right? You don't want to take any chances of
that. Ben Watson is decrepit. They fucking cut him already.
Watson looked 1,000 years old.
He's slow as shit.
Ugh.
I mean, if he's slow, he can block at like 50%. He can catch a little bit. He made a couple good catches. I mean, but he's going to be, what's he going to give you? 35 yards a game?
Guys, I don't want to burst your bubble, but he had 31 against the Giants.
Okay.
39 against the Redskins.
That's where he scored that
41 against the Jets.
On one play. I remember that.
One play, one schmay.
Which, by the way, another on that Jets play, again, completely wide open. It was like 4th and 1, and they ran a play action, and he just leaked out behind the whole defense that was in goal line, and just was literally, I mean, I'm not, there was 20 yards between him and anybody, and he got dragged down after 40 yards.
All right, so Gronkowski, all I'm saying is he's going to be a stud.
I can't do it, and it's like against my rules to like compare anyone to Gronkowski, but Gronkowski would have outran everyone and scored by 40 yards.
See, this is why you think we need a tight end. We have tight ends.
They're not tight
There's
ends.
There's no Gronk.
They're people in a tight end's body. That's
not a
thing.
The whole league is. The whole league is this.
No.
No, yes. 100%. There's not one good kid.
Enough of you,
Vince. Vince
kid.
On his third spill. I love
this kid's
it.
Kid's got to go.
Having a bad night.
You have a good pod, though. I'll give you that. No, but I this is what tight ends are. Tight ends are 40 yards and maybe a touchdown every three games.
Not anymore. Tight ends now
no
don't
one is good.
Block.
Who is good in the NFL? Kittle has one good game.
I'd rather have Kittle.
Ertz
I'd
has
rather
no
have,
good game.
I'd rather have
there
Kittle.
There really are no tight ends are blowing it up right
There's
now.
There's no Gronkowski type tight ends.
I don't think a tight end has had 100 yards in a game this season. That's how bad tight ends are.
Even
who's
Kelsey's
good?
Even fuck
Kelsey is
a fuckface.
Yeah, he's not a tight end, but he's
he's like a big wide receiver. Yeah, Everett is good on the Rams. So he's like a big wide receiver. Like these, you can either catch like Izzo does out of the backfield. You're electric, or whatever. And then you block like an idiot. We don't have any of those.
I'm just holding out hope that Gronk gets the bug back next year. And when he's like, you know what? I'm 31.
You know who
let's go.
Seriously, that is young. You know who I would like?
He's too addicted to the CBD.
Well, lift the CBD ban in the NFL and fucking
CBD doesn't come up on the drug test. I don't even know.
Yeah, because it's not real. It doesn't come up anywhere.
It doesn't.
I'll tell you who is a stud, though, who I would really like back. If we get Algie Crumpler. Anyone has his
Sign
number,
him up.
I would take him back in a heartbeat.
Aaron Hernandez. Get Aaron Hernandez. What's he up to these days?
I love the Algie Crumpler years.
I was just thinking if Aaron, he may have beat the cases by now.
Yeah.
Knowing the court system in Massachusetts,
think
I do.
The Cowboys would have picked him up.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just like, the guy's ready to go.
Beat the case.
I'm wondering if Yeah, but we got appeals. I'm wondering. I mean, that guy was so fucking good.
He was. He wouldn't have been good after 6 years in the joint.
He would have been fucked up right now.
Yeah.
Too. Even if he was playing, like you'd be you'd be more beat up than Gronk.
He was a slot tight end. He was over the middle constantly. Yeah. But nobody had better change direction than that guy.
No. Well, there's also like no player where you like when he got out of football, if you started doing meth, you'd be like, oh yeah. Obviously. Everyone thought he was doing meth while he was playing. So it makes sense he's doing meth.
Imagine them with this offense last year or even the year before, with Hernandez also included. They might not have lost a game.
No, it's funny. Hernandez would have been so far booted off the team. He would have fucking stabbed someone in the locker room.
But nobody knew he was a murderer until he was a murderer.
Except all his teammates were like, yeah.
Oh, I knew about it. Yeah, I knew about it.
They didn't say it, but they're all like, oh, geez. Like, yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Right when it happened, I was like, all right.
I mean, one time I stepped on his shoe and he chokeslammed me to the ground. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was an accident, bro.
When he told me he was going to stab me in the weight room because I looked at him the wrong way, I kind of got that.
Yeah.
He was shooting
that joke where he was like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? I shot someone. And you kept falling for it. Every weekend he'd come in and say it. We were like,
I shot two Dominicans because they spilled a milk on me in a bar. So anyway, I mean, the Jets, there was really no downside of the game. I really would have liked the offense to have been able to fucking put the pedal to the metal in that game, put up 40. Get the run game going against a defense that doesn't want to be there.
33-40.
The defense played tough, and they should have scored. I mean, honestly, they didn't get the best field position. But, I mean, they got great field position, didn't capitalize a lot. But
right.
I don't know. They had a good game. I thought they were fine.
They're also shutting it down and running, killing clock.
Going like, vanilla.
Taking penalties to kill 10 seconds.
How good was
what
that?
What plays are they running? Everyone runs a hitch. Like, you can't even run plays when you're up by 30. You don't want
to. How good was Belichick getting intentional delay of games
to run the clock out.
You get running the clock out, and
no,
then the Jets called declined the penalty two times in a row, and he was just smiling on the sideline. It was the fucking literally the best moment of my Patriots fandom was
that
Belichick doing that, getting intentional penalties and laughing it off the whole
just
time,
just running the 10 seconds just for 10 seconds.
It was too good.
Just because the guy's being a cunt too, just so he can't move the ball back five yards. Like, it really matters on the punt.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. It helps a little bit.
Oh, no, it does. It does. But that's not why Belichick was really doing it. He was doing it for – he was like, look, it'll help the punter, but they'll decline it and still 10-second runoff.
Yeah.
And that's why he's laughing.
No, that's why he was laughing.
Over 10 seconds.
But the coach was trying to be a cunt about it.
Oh, Gase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was trying to be like, oh, we're not going to give an inch right now. Like, we'll prove you. And he's like, all right, whatever.
Gase
was,
he left Darnold in the whole game. Like, what are you doing? Like,
shit. Like, at what point do you think it's not your quarterback's fault and maybe possibly the offensive line who hasn't blocked anyone?
He was throwing off his back foot. He was like, Belichick has pulled Brady in games like that 10 times, right? Over his career.
If they're losing, they waved the white flag kind of early.
Yeah.
Especially with the pass, where you're like, I think they could come back still with 8 minutes left down, fucking 20. And they're like, nope, that's it.
No, if Brady throws like 3 interceptions and they're down like 10 with like 6 minutes left, and he threw another interception or something, the other team has the ball, he's not coming back out.
No, because you're also playing like shit. So like
what's the point of you being in there? Like, exactly. Are you going to give us any chance to score here?
No, well, why don't we try someone else? Maybe they'll work out. Yeah, I didn't understand that at all. But at the same time, his other quarterbacks have been so bad.
I don't think he's got like one backup. I don't even know who it is, but I don't know. Gase seems to be a terrible fit for that team, and I think they all hate his guts already.
Yeah, I feel bad for Le'Veon, but at the same time, I don't, because he decided to sign there. So
yeah,
that team sucks.
That could have been any team. If anybody gave him a lot of money, he was going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could have been fucking the Redskins.
It might as well have been the Redskins. Yeah. The Jets are just terrible.
Just as bad. I don't know. So it was an interesting game. I just don't. So this upcoming game against the Brownies, going to be a rain game in Foxborough. First game in the post-Josh Gordon era.
By far the best offense I've seen all year.
Yeah. Well, who have they beat? Did they beat the Ravens on the road? That's a good win for them.
Who?
Didn't the Browns beat the Ravens on the road?
Yeah, but I'm saying
week two.
Browns are the best offense.
Didn't they kick the shit out of them, too?
I think they beat the shit out of the Ravens. So, I mean, in this game, you can't go with your cover zero defense. And you're going to have to score on them.
Well, you also have to figure, if you remember the Bills game, McDaniel started busting on trick plays, like, real quick.
Yeah.
As soon as the game was close, he's like, all right, watch this. So McDaniels, he hasn't been able to do that in like 4 weeks. He must have like fucking 20 of them. Just
yeah, he's
like,
dying to do a trick play. Yeah. He loves a throwback pass.
I hate him.
Nobody loves a flea flicker like
nothing
him.
Nothing is ever going right. The flea flicker is sometimes okay.
He loves a flea flicker.
We start doing
the problem with the flea flicker now.
When we start throwing the ball around laterally, that means something bad is happening.
Yeah, usually they're losing when they're doing that. So the issue with the flea flicker is, in this current offense, I'm not sure that the running back can get the pitch off. Like, by the time he gets to the line, he's going to be getting tackled. Yeah. So he's going to have to pitch it real quick.
The Browns, is their defense good? I know they have Myles Garrett, but
it's like average, yeah. It's
anyone else?
They got Olivier Vernon, the guy that was on the Dolphins for a long time that was good.
Oh, yeah.
They
don't have. They traded their other defender that I liked.
They like Jabril Peppers. He's gone. The Giants. I don't know who they have at corner. They have that young corner, Denzel Ward, right? The rookie. Other than that, I don't really know anybody else. But I just don't. I look at their coach. They literally just hired a coach that was like near Cleveland. Like, you know what I mean? Like they had like this ridiculously talented offense. They traded for Beckham. They drafted Baker Mayfield. They signed Jarvis Landry. You know, they traded for Olivier Vernon. They traded for all these high price, really good high end talents. And then they were just like, who's going to coach? Who's here? Who's here? You, Fatso. What was your job last year on the 0-16 Browns? Oh, you were the offensive coordinator. Perfect. Why don't you be the head coach of the Browns?
Yeah, I didn't get that either. He doesn't feel... I was also talking to a Cleveland fan today.
Yeah.
And I was asking him, like, so are you pissed at what they're like? I feel like ESPN fucked you guys because they made...
pumping you up.
They put the Browns in first place to start the year. They're like, oh, top, maybe probably the best team ever, the Browns. And then the Titans came out, and they were so angry, they smashed on you guys.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we also had 22 penalties in the first game. I don't think Belichick's having a season with 22 penalties.
No, it's not. Listen, this coach, you look at him, you're like, there's no way this guy can game plan.
No, they're not going to be.
Like, it's just not a, it's not even almost, it's just not a chance that
and
they're going to be able to do it.
Odell is just, he's terrible there. Like, he's just not a good fit. Like, they're losing. He's in Cleveland. Like, at least
first round
in
pick.
New York.
First round pick, Odell Beckham. Right now, who says no?
Me. I don't.
And Michael Bennett.
I'll take that.
Give him Michael Bennett, first round pick. Send Odell Beckham. Send him home.
And you have to keep some of his contract. I mean.
Yeah. Did they pay half the contract? We'll take him as a gift.
Well, they're when they all go like, you know, 6-10.
Yeah.
Beckham is going to start losing his fucking mind at the end of the year.
It's going to happen because...
I mean, act like he hasn't been going 6-10. Like, that's what he's been going.
He's still getting paid.
He didn't choose to go to Cleveland. They sent him there.
Yeah, but his team also was bad for New York. He was good the first couple of years, and he doesn't want to
be in Cleveland.
They went to the playoffs, and he had a yacht trip, and then they lost the next game in Green Bay, and everybody couldn't... Everyone was very mad at him about his yacht trip.
I figure, yeah.
But it's not like... It's like they lost a game in Green Bay. It's fucking Green Bay.
Yeah, that's where you're supposed to lose playoff games. Yeah. It's freezing. I don't know. We'll see Sanu now, definitely. I didn't think we would if Gordon was playing, but now you're going to get like the Antonio Brown where... I think the offense is going to look good. Like, for the first 15 plays, it's going to be very similar to, like, the Antonio Brown first drive. Where, like, Sanu is locked in, knows exactly what to do. And then after, like, the 15 plays that are scripted for him, like, go off the... he doesn't know the offense anymore.
No.
Then it's going to be completely fucking...
So...
You know, it's just going to be fucking basically Latin to him. And they're going to just be like, run a square out, please. 10-yard square out. You know, and then he's just going to be, like, another guy. So, like, it's going to be... I think it's going to start well for the Patriots. The defense is going to lock it down. It's going to start well for the Pats, and then they're going to just fucking... It's going to slow down.
Did Shanahan get fired... Oh, not Shanahan. Who is the coach of Gruden? Did he get fired after the Pats game?
Yeah, right after it, yeah.
What's the odds of the Pats win this game like 46-0 and Kitchens gets fired?
His first year?
Could they possibly fire four coaches in 1 year? Like, could the Bengals coach get fired?
No,
the
he's a first-year coach, too.
Destroy them?
No.
I mean, you go 0-14, and you lose a game by 50.
Bengals are notorious for not firing their coaches.
So
Marvin
stupid.
Lewis was good. They should hire Marvin Lewis back.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand why everyone thinks he's bad.
You know his playoff record?
He was made the playoffs like 10 straight years. Look at them now.
Yeah, he lost like every fucking game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he also had arguably the worst quarterback to ever start playoff games. Dalton is pathetic.
He was a first round pick, wasn't he?
There are worse quarterbacks than Dalton.
Yeah.
There are worse quarterbacks than Dalton.
But not when come playoff time, if you were to look at those 8 years, he might be the worst playoff quarterback every year. He's terrible.
I'm never ever afraid of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Nor should
literally
be,
in my
like,
lifetime.
There was like a 2 year span where they were hot.
They were hot.
They
and
were
like,
always good.
They
won like 13 games, I think.
Yeah, they had a couple. Patriots lost to them in Cincinnati. They had a really good defense.
They were good the entire time he was there. And now they got
decent,
rid of him.
Not
you,
good.
Come on.
Who would you want to be? Like, you're going to be like,
they were such an up and down team. They were like 8-8 one year.
How many coaches has Miami had?
Dude, they'd be like 8-8 one year, and then they'd be 11.
How long was he the coach? They didn't win any playoff games.
He was the coach.
They didn't win any. Not one.
But like,
he was the coach there for like 15 years.
Most of these teams don't make the playoffs. Most of these teams are terrible.
What's the point? If you're there for 10 years, you don't make a playoff. You don't win a playoff game. Like, what's
that's what I'm saying. I don't think the league is like, I don't think it's that, like, I would say keep riding it out. I don't know what like your
eventually he's going to win one.
Yeah, eventually. Like
you're going to get lucky.
What is you want Adam Gase as your coach?
No.
That guy is awful. Not only is he never going to win a playoff game, he's never going to win six games in a season. So I would take the guy who at least makes the playoffs. There's no good coaches. Bruce Arians was good in Arizona for a couple of years. They made the playoffs. They won.
There's
now
like
he's
five
terrible.
Good coaches.
How about this new
Peyton.
Hot shot in San Francisco?
I like
he's
him.
He's good coach.
No, I like him.
He's a good offensive coach. Again, same thing. But it's like he was the coach of the Falcons offense when they were in the Super Bowl, and he fucking blew it. So
yeah, well, that was also, yeah. I mean, how do you not run the ball?
He called all those plays.
I put that on the head coach, though.
Yeah,
dude, he's the offensive coordinator who's calling passes up like 25 points.
When Hightower shipped him, it was like, please just please throw the ball. Please throw the ball. Yeah. Oh, he's throwing.
They threw every play.
They did not need to throw the ball at all. They could have won the game.
Yeah. If they stopped throwing, they would have won.
Yeah, that was
this they never run, never threw in the second half, they would have won that game probably.
But also, like, you're not the head coach. I like Shanahan. I think it's Shanahan, and I don't think McVay or whatever his name is. I don't think he's that good.
He was good last year because he had a fucking, you know, he was like, but again, he was the offensive coordinator of Washington Redskins. How good were they ever?
Yeah, but you could put literally, it's like taking, I don't know, who's a team that's decent, like Carolina. If Carolina got rid of their seven next first round picks, their offense could be real good this year.
But they're not
going to be good in 2 years when he doesn't have any of these guys.
Yeah.
He has an all-star team.
Yeah,
the team is loaded with talent, but they're not going to be good. So, yeah. I mean, how good are these coaches? I don't think they're that They're not
know.
Like game changers.
It's the sustained success that most coaches don't get. Almost every coach. Like
how
Peyton,
hard is it to get sustained success like my boy Marvin Lewis? Constantly in the playoffs.
Perennial mediocrity.
That's what I love. Yeah. I would kill for perennial mediocrity.
And Jets fans would probably live for a 9-7 season and 11. Then they'd go 11-5 and then go back to 8-8.
Arizona
7-9
would love that.
Yeah.
Raiders fans. You don't think Raiders fans would kill to go 9-7?
Because the Bengals did start. They'd be like 5-0 a couple years, and then they'd all of a sudden be 5-6.
On to Cincinnati. Cincinnati was 4-0 when we played.
Yeah,
in that
we
game.
Were.
We fucking
everyone was. They were. I think the Patriots were underdogs. On to Cincinnati.
See,
at
this
home.
Is what I'm saying. You would kill to go 500. The Lions would kill to go 500 every year. There's a lot of teams in the NFL.
Yeah, well,
the Browns
teams should be fired.
The Dolphins.
It's the same thing I think about the NHL.
Like these teams are terrible.
There should
every
be
fucking year.
12 NHL teams. There should be six Eastern Conference teams and six Western Conference teams.
What are you talking about? The NHL?
Yeah. There should be 12 teams.
Why?
Because
there's
why does Arizona need a team?
There's so much parity in the NHL.
Yeah, the 8 seed
really?
Went to the
Arizona needs a team. Does Dallas need a
and
team?
And that was the thing about
does
the
Los
NFL,
Angeles need two teams?
Who's the second team?
What are you talking
the
about?
The Anaheim Ducks.
The Ducks are great.
That's that. They're in
Listen,
Anaheim.
Jones, stay in your land.
You're from Anaheim. Anaheim is a 2-hour drive away.
I went to the Honda Center many
times. You're the California guy.
I was a big Honda Center. I went there like at least six games in the Honda
Center. San Jose Sharks. Sucks. Like Seattle needs a team now. Just give me fucking. I need.
Talk
give me
about,
10.
Why
I want
are you coming at the NHL now?
Yeah, why don't you tell us
I chose a booming.
I think that the fucking sports. I
Who's
think
the
sports
best
doesn't need. I think professional sports needs nothing but the Northeast and Canada. That's all I care. And big cities. Give me Chicago with teams, Detroit with teams, Washington D.C. and
want,
nobody else.
I would like
I want
to
from you,
Philadelphia. Boston, New York.
I want you to tell us who the most underrated offensive lineman was on the 2005 season.
2005 season?
Yeah. Who's the most underrated lineman? That's your lane, all right? Stop veering into hockey. Hockey's fine. Get us back to...
I'm just aggravated. I'm just aggravated with all these teams. I don't need any more expansion.
I would like to cancel... I'm with that. I'd like to cancel the Jaguars and then not fucking London. That's stupid. Like the Montreal Alouettes or something.
You want to bring a Canadian team into the NFL?
Yeah.
Blaspheme.
Exactly. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I think that would be dope. Yeah, Montreal's a good city.
Hey, we've been looking for that Putin asset. Yeah. Okay, he's trying to get the NFL in Canada.
Unreal.
So I thought you were American.
I just think Jacksonville's a shit, like...
Yeah, Jacksonville's
terrible. Listen, professional sports don't matter to anybody that doesn't live in the Northeast.
No.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm moving it from Jacksonville to, like...
Yeah, well, cancel every team. Like, why do the Miami Dolphins exist?
Well, it's one of the most
Why do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers exist? Tell me why. Why do I need
to... They won a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Why do the fucking Tennessee Titans exist?
They almost won.
They shouldn't exist.
Tennessee's a great town. Well, why are you going off on these?
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of expansion. Give me 10 teams. I want 10 super teams. That's what I want. All Pro Bowl teams. Imagine Rob Gronkowski.
You know how hard the Patriots...
I mean, Tom Brady.
Like, prior to this dynasty, the Patriots would have been out of this conversation.
Yeah.
Almost instantly.
At least they had... I mean, there were people that cared about them. We had cared that they existed. You know, nobody cares that the fucking Indianapolis Colts exist. I hate them, in fact. Their own fucking owner hates them.
They have a good fan base, too. You are fucking...
I hate fan bases that don't matter to me, okay? Arizona, I don't think should have sports. Why? Just they have... If you can do stuff in the winter, if you can do things in the winter, like go surfing, I don't... Why do you need to be watching
football?
Who
the fuck surfs in Arizona?
Yeah, plenty of surfers.
We have lost control.
The pod's going off the rail.
We have lost control.
I don't know how this started.
I don't know. I'm afraid because I have to leave. Listen, I have to walk around the mall. I have to walk by
the Patriots played the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl last year. There wasn't a St. Louis fan, a Los Angeles Rams fan in the stadium.
I agree
there
with
aren't
that.
Any.
L.A. sucks.
Yeah, so isn't that
town.
Coach?
It's a joke.
Hire Marvin Lewis while you still have the chance, L.A. You can save your season.
Why?
Let go of Marvin Lewis.
I just don't understand the hatred. I was also a big Claude guy. Loved Claude.
I like Claude too, but his style was for shit.
Style is generic.
Yeah, I'm generic. What is it? Your style is generic.
We have lost
control. All right, what's your prescription, your prediction?
My prediction, which, by the way, I've been real hot this year. Last game I said 32-6. I didn't realize the Jets were that bad.
Yeah.
I was almost spot on.
You were almost.
This week I'm going to say it's going to be 38-9.
Ooh, I also have 9. 27-9.
No, they're going to put up points.
No.
I don't
score anymore.
I have 27-10.
Ooh, you going to let them score a touchdown?
I'm going to let them get a touchdown. I don't know how it's going to happen, but
we don't give up touchdowns here. No, by the way, how dumb. Literally, the New York Jets, Kyle Van Noy should have had another fumble touchdown, scoop and score, but the Jet literally accidentally kicked him.
What a fucking idiot. That's
ridiculous. Well, anyway.
Seems good.
As always,
I like how panicked we just were, and then we all predicted a 20-point blowout. Like, oh, the fun. What
this
are they
team
gonna
sucks.
Do?
They're going to win by 30.
They're going to win by 28.
Anyway, until next week, follow us on Twitter at Brady Disciple, at Malcolm Go Pod, MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com. All your questions and concerns. I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about my thoughts today, as you always do. And you guys got anything to plug? Tyler? Never a good sign.
Just his ass.
Vance, refrigeration.
That's it. Go Sagems.
Go Sagems. Go Pats. See you next week.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about order. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor! Your kids are honored! Your family's honored! We
are staff receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted by Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the one! Malcolm Butler!
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back.
Adam's gonna love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.